Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Oasis service at Church of the Lakes. We would love for you to join us in person on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.oasisfaithcommunity.org.
Hello. The U Sunday sermon series this year is Do Something. Now, I'm Michael McCormick, and I'm a senior at Jackson High School. My parents and siblings have been big parts of the church youth group. My parents are currently youth parents, and my oldest brother has even grown up through the youth and become a youth parent himself. Now, one major trip that the youth does every single year is the mission trip. Now, we have gone to New Jersey, West Virginia, and Columbus. My favorite one, by far, was my freshman year mission trip to New Jersey, where we helped the houses that were destroyed from Hurricane Sandy. There, we worked on a house that all we had to do was clean out the attic, the car park, and replace a door. And then after we had done these things, the house would be removed from the list and no longer needed any work done, and be considered done by the organization called HOPE. We finished those projects in about a couple days. But instead of just sitting around and doing nothing, we decided that we were going to rebuild their patio, which had been destroyed. Now, the patio was really hard to build because the pavers were not regular rectangular pavers. They were octagonal, and they had a little nub at the top. Now, this took a good few days to first prepare the concrete that was already put there, and then even be able to carry the pavers and place them into place. Once we had finished this, I just got this great feeling that we went above and beyond. We could have, after 2 days, just said, that house was done, we don't need to do any more. But we fixed that house even more and created a better living environment for that family, and we created bonds with that family. Now, there's a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. It says, they even did more than what we had hoped, for their first action was to give themselves to the Lord and to you, just as God wanted them to do. Now, that verse really speaks to me because it really just reminds me of the time when we were down across over to New Jersey, where we rebuilt that patio for that family who had been through such a struggle. So I'm going to leave you guys today with a challenge that you guys need to go above and beyond. A way you can do this is every 2 years, the youth mission trip is opened up to the rest of the congregation. So I challenge you, if you are able to, go to that mission trip and experience those feelings of being a blessing for families that need it.
Hello. My name is Austin Wydra, and I'm a senior at Glen Oak High School. I've been involved in many activities through my school and this church, including track, cross country, band, and the various trips the youth has gone on, as mentioned by Michael. On top of these, I've also been able to find a way to express myself through the church in a different way than most. This being through the work of graphic design, as you may be able to see by the bulletin covers. Now, as God calls you, he equips. When God calls you, he will equip you with the necessary tools to do something. This something is different for everyone, however, it is always in God's best intention. Hebrews 13:21 states, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. God equips us in mysterious and unexpected ways. In the case of David, who was often viewed as just a nobody shepherd boy, God, on the other hand, viewed him as a strong warrior and king. During David's time, one may not have believed that this nobody shepherd boy would eventually be able to defeat the mighty Goliath and become the king of Israel. David's unexpected successes were accomplished through God's preparation and equipping of David through his experiences as a shepherd. You may be more prepared for your calling than you may realize. We see God's unexpected and sometimes odd callings in not only David's story, but throughout many other stories in the Bible. Moses, even with a stuttering problem, was called to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt with help from his brother, who was called to speak with Moses. Even Joseph, who was betrayed by his brothers, was led by God every step of the way, including being betrayed to eventually helping the starving people of Egypt. There are so many more stories of people being equipped to serve God in the Bible. However, I would like to briefly talk about my story. Now, although I do not believe that I am equipped to fight a giant, lead distressed people from bad places, or end world hunger, I do, however, believe I have found my calling to serve God's will in my own special way. I started teaching myself graphic design at a very young age, and coincidentally, my first real design was for this church, a t-shirt design for a youth retreat. This first t-shirt design really inspired my passion and led me to discover ways to better myself as a designer. This church has opened opportunities to learn and gain experiences I would not have found anywhere else. I believe design is my calling by God. He's equipped me to be able to understand the skill and have the ability to learn so quickly so that I may help serve him. On top of that first t-shirt design, I've worked with the church to develop many more shirt designs, bulletin covers, email headers, and social media resources, which have been able to promote our church with the use of visually pleasing designs. Everybody is called and equipped to do something for God, by God. However, we do not always answer this call. John and Jenna Kofer are equipped through their ability to lead worship through music. Kara Schroeder is equipped in her ability to organize and lead the youth of the church. And of course, Pastor Brian and Pastor Jared are equipped to share God's message through speaking. There are plenty of examples of people in this church using their God-given tools to do his bidding, and many opportunities to get involved, again, like said by Michael. If you don't think you have a special talent or job to do for God, the truth is you just haven't been looking for God's call. I believe God has called you all to do something, so please be obedient and answer the call. Don't wait. Trust that God will give you the tools. Step out in your faith. We all have different roles and callings. Don't wait until you think you have the tools or until you think you're perfect before you obey the call. God qualifies those who he calls. God will always provide you with all you need to do something. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Emily Benner, and I'm also a senior at Glen Oak High School. And in the fall, I'll be following a career path going into physical therapy. This has nothing to do with my sermon, but I just really wanted to share that because I know what I want to do, and it took me so long to figure out. But to start off, I'm not a member of the church like many of you guys are. I've actually only been here for about a year and a half, so my sermon may not be comparable to the other youth. But as everybody knows, we all have our own story. when Kara told us the theme for Youth Sunday was Do Something, I have to be honest with everybody in this room, I had no idea what I was going to talk about. So as anybody who knows Kara could have guessed, our conversation inevitably ended with her telling me to make my sermon about her and only her. More specifically, her saying, oh, make it about me, you love me. So that's kind of what I did, or else she would have been a little upset with me if I didn't. Back in 2014, my mom had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and for those who don't know, the survival rate is 6%. She fought for what seemed like forever, but in 2016, God called her home after two very short but difficult years. She was the most generous woman anybody had ever known. Even if she was under the weather or totally uninterested, she would still go out of her way to help those in need. Soon after she passed, I'd been brought to Church of the Lakes, and almost immediately, Kara claimed me as one of her own children. No questions asked, she said, you are my child now. So throughout the last year and a half, I've spent hours in and out of the church doing everything I could possibly do to be a helping hand to Kara, the other youth leaders, and even my friends in the youth group who have now become my faith family and my best friends. Often, Kara signs me up for activities after service without telling me or even making sure that I'm able to do these activities, and 7 times out of 10, I'm not very enthused about the fact. Nor do I really look forward to doing whatever the task may be, and it's usually because I'm exhausted. Although I don't enjoy every single activity or meeting, I know it's exactly where I need to be in that moment, and I'm aware that it's what God has called me to do for that day, hour, or even that 15 minutes. Each activity or task isn't necessarily meant to be enjoyed or considered fun, but the feeling one gets afterward is indescribable. It's difficult to put into words the feeling of happiness and sense of accomplishment that is felt after talking to the elderly for even just 45 minutes, playing games with and giving gifts to children and adults who are less fortunate, or taking a meal to those who can't always leave their home to get one. Each of these gestures may seem so insignificant and civil to the rest of us, but to them, it means more than the world. Not everyone has someone, but when you become a person's someone for a short amount of time, It leaves a larger impact than one might think, and quite often that's something that everybody seems to forget. Throughout the past year and a half, I've learned that those who are most generous can occasionally fall to become the ones who need a helping hand the most in some instances, no matter how simple or complex. Also, giving to people frequently causes them to want to give back in return, but unfortunately, they can't always do so. But by the grace of God, we learn to give and never expect anything in return, but when receiving, we're always humble and never boastful. In Hebrews 6:10, it is said that God is not unjust. He will never forget how hard you have worked for him and how you have shown your love to him by caring for other believers as you still do. And that is something I believe we should all have written across our hearts. Thank you.
My name is Josh Sink. I'm a senior at Jackson High School. I will be going to Edinburgh University to run track and cross country, as well as major in cinema. Speaking of cinema, that is what I'm going to be talking about today, is something I've been very passionate about, and I would like to speak with you. So I started back in around 9 years old when I learned about this. It's a video style called stop motion animation. I would make little videos for myself with Legos, and then I eventually learned how to make actual videos, and I would make little comedy sketches for me and my friends to watch. I ended up doing that for a little bit, and then my sophomore year in high school, I was offered a video production class at Glen Oak, so of course I took it. And I went, and my knowledge and skill in video production grew immensely. I now produce content for local companies and all sorts of great productions. And the beginning of this year, I met a new friend named Scott, who is very talented in video. And he, at the time when I was meeting him, he made football videos for their team. And when the Jackson Glen Oak football game came around, he challenged me to make one for the football team, for the Jackson's team. So after a long night of filming the football team, the student section, and the band, and being very awkward because I don't really know anyone that was there, I went home and decided to make the video and just post it online. And after that, I didn't really expect anything, but throughout the next day, I was getting a lot of great feedback from it, and everyone was telling me that I should continue to do it. So I did the rest of the football season, and now with basketball ending, I've done almost every single basketball game as well. So when I'm not doing video, I'll be with the church doing all the trips and retreats that have been mentioned earlier. You know, I've never really had a problem with any, you know, with like building stuff when we were in West Virginia or helping with stuff. I never really had a problem with that, but just this previous December, we went to the Columbus Colony for the Deaf to give gifts to everyone, and me being very socially awkward and not really having sign language being my first language. I didn't really have good communication skills there, and I didn't really know what to do. I was able to pass out gifts, but after that, we were there for a couple more hours. And I wasn't really sure what to do, so me being me, I had my camera, so I decided to start taking pictures and videos. I didn't really know what to do. At the time, I just used it as an excuse to really just not have to do anything. But when I got home, I was able to make a video and put everything together, and I thought it was a great way to spread the message. If you haven't figured out already, I was the one who made the drama video. And what I took from this was not only were able to produce a video for you guys to watch and get a message from, but I was able to take my talents that I was able to gain throughout the years and be able to use it in the church. As Austin said, he was able to find graphic design, and I was able to find video production. And you know, this isn't something you really see in churches, but it's a way for us to use our talents and spread the message. And what I would like to, a verse that I find very strong about this is Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. He gave me these talents back when I was 9 years old, and you know, just now I'm able to produce a video for you guys to watch and spread the message. And you know, He's able to give us these talents, but I think it's our job to use these talents for God. So my challenge for you guys is to find your talents if you don't know them already and use them for church. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Chloe Downard, and I'm a senior at Jackson High School. I have depression and anxiety, and in college, I want to double major in theater and criminology, and then go on to get my doctorate. Now, one of those things probably seemed a little out of place, the senior one, because of course I'm a senior, I'm giving a sermon. No, of course it was me casually announcing that I have depression and anxiety. Most people keep their illnesses close to them as like it's a big secret. I, on the other hand, am a very open person. All sermons are always for God, and along with my sermon being for God, I would like to also dedicate this sermon to my close friends who are now with God, Garen, Steve, Susan, and anyone else who has thought suicide was the option. I have had to be hospitalized for suicidal thoughts, and I am currently 264 days clean from self-harm. Something that has actually helped me maintain this high number has been writing Bible verses on my body wherever I have the urge to cut. Because then, whenever I see it, I read that verse, and I could never bring myself to hurt the Lord's word. Most people don't like to openly admit that kind of stuff to a crowd. But since I'm so comfortable talking about this stuff, I make sure that I do. Nobody is Leave It to Beaver. So I try to always let others know that they are not alone, and they can always ask me questions, and I'm here for them. In Luke chapter 8, verse 39, the Bible says, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." And he went away, proclaiming throughout the world, throughout the whole city, how much Jesus had done for him. So that's what I do. I try to spread my testimony. God is always there for us, so I sculpt myself after my Lord by being there for others. Many people think that a testimony is all the negative things in your life that have shaped you, but it's also the positives. Because of all my negatives, I have been brought so much closer to God and spread more positives. I now often try to send positive messages to others and try to brighten their days. I actually have a fishbowl that I keep in my room, and it's filled with a ton of people's names on little post-its. And it's all these people who I love or am thankful for in my life. In Romans chapter 12, verse 14, it says, "Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them." So I even have the names of people who have hurt me in my life and have affected it in a bad way. But because of that, they have taught me lessons. Their names are also in the fishbowl. And every so often, I will draw a name out of my fishbowl, and whoever's name I draw, I will pray for them and write them a little letter saying how thankful for them I am and that they are loved. Because everybody is a child of God, so they are loved. Even in your times of doubt and hardship, God loves you and is there for you. If it weren't for me learning healthy coping mechanisms and bettering myself, I wouldn't be standing here able to say that I qualified for states in speech and debate. That's not necessary for my sermon, I just wanted to brag to a crowd. But seriously, everybody is loved, and I do something by spreading my story and support. So I suggest that you all take the time to think of what your unique way of doing something is. Thank you.
Morning, everybody. My name is Cameron. A lot of you may recognize me from this service. I'm here pretty often. I play drums for this service every few weeks or so. And I'm also the drummer for the Chaos Praise Team, which you got to see today. I spend a lot of time behind a drum kit, both here at the church and at home, and it's one of the places I feel I'm closest with God. When I was in eighth grade, I'm not really sure why, but I really wanted to learn how to play the drums. So that's exactly what I did. I saved up some money, I bought a kit, and I taught myself. It was a long and at times a really frustrating process. At first, I didn't pay much attention as to why I had made this spontaneous decision, but over time, I realized that this was God's plan for me. The more I played songs, the more I appreciated their lyrics and began to understand their meaning to me. I began to understand that this is what I was meant to do here at Church of the Lakes. God wanted me here so that I could not only grow my own faith through worship, but also help others grow in worship. This past weekend, the youth band and I led worship for the junior high winter retreat. Not only did I grow deeper in my faith, but I feel as though the band and I helped further the faith journey of each of the junior high kids. It was an amazing weekend that I'll always thank God for giving me the opportunity. Today we're talking about doing something, and let me ask you this. Have you ever had a sort of like a pull or like a voice in the back of your head telling you to do something you've always wanted to do, but you've never actually like acted on it? See, I too had always felt this pull and this voice in the back of my head telling me to learn drums. It was when I was old enough to join the youth band here at the church that I finally decided to act on it. This was not just a random desire 14-year-old me had to try and look cool. This was God's way of implementing his plan for me. This was what God intended for me. I have a scripture today from Romans 12, 6 through 8. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them, if prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in his generosity, and the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. See, my favorite moments are when I can hear the congregation proudly singing along in worship. It gives me chills every time. When I get this feeling, I know it's God saying I'm doing the right thing. I'm using my gifts to spread his word, and that feeling has brought me so much closer to God in the last 4 years. That feeling is why I encourage everyone to listen to that voice in the back of their head and to follow that pull. If you've had a desire to be God's hands and feet that you haven't acted on, I encourage you to do it. We've all been given a gift from God, something he wants us to use in the betterment of his name. We just have to figure out what it is and actually utilize it. God has a plan for all of us, and he wants us to use all of our talents on his earth. God wants us to do something. Thank you.
Good morning. As many of you know, my name is Catherine Schroeder. I am a senior at Glen Oak High School, and I will be attending Kent State University in the fall to study early childhood education. When given the theme of do something, I had three very solid, concrete ideas, and I couldn't quite decide exactly which one to talk about. So today I'm going to combine all three. I wanted to start by making things a little clear. We all use the word something, but what does something actually mean? Well, according to dictionary.com, something is a certain, undetermined, or unspecified thing. So basically, if someone is doing something, we really don't know what the heck it is until they specify it. That's something I would like to talk about today goes like this. We've all heard that it takes a village to raise a child. Well, let me tell you that that is 100% true, and I'm a perfect example of that. If you did not already know, my mother is Kara Schroeder. I know, I get it, crazy. Anyway, due to my mother being the youth leader in the church, I was always surrounded by the adults and members of this very congregation. When I was born, due to all of my health issues, we leaned on this church quite a lot. Anything from Teresa Egner making meals for my family and teaching me how to cook, to the Wendells watching my older brother Grant while I was in the hospital, to Pastor Brian and Pastor Jared coming to the hospital to pray over me and my doctors before every surgery. Many of the adults and members of the congregation sitting in this very room have helped me in some way. Fast forward 15 years, and in December of 2015, my family was heavily impacted by my parents' divorce. This was a hard time for me, but I knew I had a whole group of people here to support me. During this time, I relied heavily on two adults, John Kofer and Jessica Smith. I remember going over to John's to talk about what was happening while simultaneously playing with his adorable daughter Eva so I could escape the craziness I was in. Jessica, on the other hand, offered me so much insight because she too had experienced divorce as a child. The most impacting thing to me is that the love they've poured out for me hasn't stopped. All of these adults, from my mentor Stephanie to John, Jess, and many, many others that I just don't have the time to name, have and will always continue to pour out their love for me. This church as a whole did that special something for me that will forever have an impact on my life. However, as I grew up, I realized that I can't just sit here and take all their love for myself. Instead, I need to do something so I can impact the lives of others like they have impacted mine. As I had mentioned earlier, I will be going to Kent State University and studying early childhood education. I had always known I wanted to be a teacher for many reasons. One of the reasons being that many of the adults I am surrounded by are teachers. Bailey, Brian, Jamie, Pat, and Jenna are all teachers who I have gotten to know very, very well. Many of these youth leaders have even allowed me to spend numerous hours in their classroom surrounding myself with the teaching life, falling even more in love with it. By going into teaching, I can influence these children in ways like the adults have influenced me. Now, many of the stereotypes that come along with teaching are how underpaid it is or how taxing the job can be. And I knew I would have to defend my decision to become a teacher, but I didn't think it would start this early. However, in Romans 12, verses 6 through 7, it says, "We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach." Teaching is a choice that I have made, and I am very proud to say that I will pursue it to the best of my abilities, and I will strive to be the something for children that others cannot be. Now, as I stood up here and talked about how this church has raised me and impacted me more than I could ever say, or how because of the love I have received, I will now be impacting others, I hope you were thinking about how you too can do something. As the theme states, I challenge you to do something. That something can be anything you want it to be. Visiting shut-ins, cooking food for those in need, helping a neighbor, volunteering for our youth group, going on a mission trip, attending Rural Family Kids Camp. The list can go on and on. But please, if you can only hear one thing out of my sermon, hear this. That because of this very congregation and the impact it has made on not only my life, but my family as a whole, I will forever be grateful. And I encourage you to continue to go out and impact the lives of others, because each time you are answering a call from God telling you to go out and be His hands and feet. Thank you.